Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaum moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Ruhle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruhle hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Rogel moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. Stone moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jojo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Stone scores. Gehringer scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill bunts towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Rule moves to second. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter bunts towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to third. White moves to second. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-2 in the game. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to home to get Stone. White moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rule takes first base on ball 4. White scores. Johnson moves to third. Shovel moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Johnson scores. Shovel scores. Rule moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Tigers. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. White hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montague bunts towards third. Shovel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-3 in the game. Schubel takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cecil. Davis scores. Stone moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-3, Tigers. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. White hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-3, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Tigers. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schubel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel juggles the ball. That's an error on Schubel. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Montague reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Montague moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Montague scores. It's 10-4, Tigers. Bruce Knotzer pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shovel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.